ولقد يكفيك منها أيها الطالب قوت ولقد يكفيك منها أيها الطالب قوت ولعمري عن قليل كل من.
It is now 35 minutes past 8. You are listening to Radio Islam on Medium Wave 1548. And yes, before we commence with our In Focus program, we have one mayyat announcement. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The mayyat of marhum Mustafa Tofi will leave from Goldman Street, Florida, Johannesburg. That is, the mayyat of marhum Mustafa Tofi will leave from Goldman Street, Florida, Johannesburg. The pickup time is 9:45 and the janazah salah is at 10 p.m. at the nuclear Kabristan. May Allah Ta'ala grant us and the marhumin forgiveness and jannatul firdaus. Ameen. Yes, as we said, it is our In Focus program this Monday evening, and we have in our studios Mufti Ilyas. Inshallah, we will be carrying on with our topic which we left off just before Ramadan last year, and we were speaking about Imam Mehdi. We had conducted three programs thus far, and inshallah this will be the fourth program, and it is a phone-in program. To participate, you can call in on 854-6854, the number 854-6854, or if you'd like to fax us your questions or contributions, please do that on 854-7024. That's 854-7024. And inshallah, Mufti Sahab will be taking your calls on the topic Imam Mehdi. And what we'd like to do now is we'd like to ask Mufti Sahab to recap what we've done thus far briefly for about 15 minutes, inshallah, and then carry on with the topic until 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we will break for our 9 p.m. news, and we will thereafter take your calls on those numbers. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum, and it's good to have you back in our studios. And inshallah, we will be doing this on a weekly basis. Not this topic, but inshallah, many more topics to come.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is good to be back after Hajj and continuing with our topic, which we left before Ramadan. Because in Ramadan, we have our Sunday programs on zakat, fasting, itikaf, etc. But alhamdulillah, we are back on our topic of Mahdi. And before we explain further signs concerning the coming of Mahdi, few basic points to be mentioned. One is that there are various groups, some in the fold of Islam, some out of the fold of Islam, and various groups having various concepts and ideas about the coming of Mahdi. One group is of the opinion, and they claim they are Muslims, that there is no such thing as Mahdi, and this is a fantasy of the ulama, or this is like Greek mythology, and this is to keep the Muslim public complacent. And this is to boost the weakening morale of the Muslims. And Mahdi does not exist, will not exist, will not come. However, this is absolutely erroneous, fallacious, un-Islamic belief. And it will be hard to classify the person a Muslim who does not believe in the coming of Mahdi, because the coming of Mahdi, as explained in the other sessions, has been proved from what we term as hadith and mutawatira. Hadith, sayings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mutawatira, continuous. And the definition of continuous varies. The easy definition is from the time Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated a particular hadith saying, till the time of its recording, by one of the scholars of Hadith, then there was no broken link, and so many people narrated that Hadith that the possibility and probability of a fabrication creeping into the said Hadith does not exist. So the coming of Mahdi is a basic belief of a Muslim, and every Muslim who studies a elementary book or kitab on beliefs or correct beliefs of a Muslim, the aqaid of a Muslim, inevitably will have to believe in the coming of Mahdi. Not only South African Muslims, Muslims throughout the world. So wherever you are living, whether you are Cape or Cairo, or you are in Jakarta or Jamaica, you will have to believe in the coming of Mahdi. This is a basic tenet of ours. So that group, and some of them are now beginning to exist in South Africa and begin to write about it too, stating that this is a concoction or a cocktail formula of the ulama-ikram or the muftis or the molanas. This is not only our belief, this is the belief of the Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jamaat. And those who say that Mahdi will not come have definitely erred, are erroneous, on the deviated part, hard to be classified as Muslims. That is one group. One group say that Mahdi has come and gone. There is one group also in Tanzania, another one in Sudan, and a small, very handful in Cape Town, another group in North Africa and various other parts of the world. They feel their Mahdi, or the Mahdi as recorded in the Ahadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has come and he has done what he is supposed to be doing and he has gone. Now this group is also in error, in manifest error, because the Mahdi has not come. Unanimous decision of the ulama ikram in the light of the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Mahdi has not come and Mahdi will come. So yes, there are signs, minor signs of his coming, and there are those signs which are closer to his coming, because we have to remember that one of the signs of the day of judgment is the demise and passing away of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we have minor signs, and the first major sign is the appearance of Mahdi. Now before Mahdi comes, there are minor signs which are far away from his coming, and then there are minor closer signs. So I will divide it into minor faraway signs, which we have already discussed, and minor closer signs, that means towards his coming, which if we have time in tonight's program we will start, and inshallah continue next Monday night. So that group which says that Mahdi has come and gone, that is deviated also. Thirdly, we have got one group that says that there will be a savior coming, but the savior is Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and they confuse Hazrat Isa alayhi salam with Hazrat Mahdi. They say that Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam are one and the same person. This is also wrong, erroneous, fallacious, because the sayings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clearly they differentiate these two great personalities, one Mahdi and secondly Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is one person and Mahdi is another person, and the sequence is Mahdi will come first, then Dajjal, who is anti-Islam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, who the Christians call,
Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to execute and kill Dajjal and aid Hazrat Mahdi. So that is the sequence. So those who say that Hazrat Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam are one and the same person, they are also in the wrong. They are deviated. Now there is also, while I'm on the topic, mentioned that there is a group that says, no, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam passed away. And now they are making some research that he has been buried in Kashmir somewhere. And they are trying to now exhume the body of whatever is there, and they are trying to prove that the person lying there, that's the remains of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. This is an old Qadiani view, and we have proved it repeatedly. The ulama ikram have proved it, that this is absolutely wrong, erroneous, fallacious, in fact preposterous, to have such a belief that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is buried in Kashmir. Whereas Quran al-Karim is very clear that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has been taken up bodily, physically, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Isa alayhi salam during the miraculous physical bodily journey of Mi'raj. So that group is in the error also. Now we have got also a group that says that Mahdi is coming, but they give a specific time. They say Mahdi is coming and he is going to come in the year 2003, they say he is going to come. That means they say one of the major signs of Mahdi coming will be this Ramadan, when there will be a solar and lunar eclipse, and subsequently the coming of Mahdi will take place. So amongst these scholars, they say that in the next Hajj, that means the Hajj that is going to come, Mahdi is going to appear and going to make himself known, and the voice from the heaven is going to declare him as the Khalifa on earth. Now, we say, and we have stated previously to that group also, the rule is that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has kept this information unknown to us, then we will say that yes, we hold the belief that Mahdi is coming, but exact time when he is coming we will not be able to state. And everybody is making dua because of the present situation around the world, that every news item, whether it is on air, whether it is your newspaper, whether it is your radio, whether it is your television, that over half of your news item is dedicated to the Muslim world. And rather sadly and unfortunately, that in most parts, Muslims are suffering, are being butchered, massacred, for no crime, for absolutely no reason. So this group, although it holds a view which is in conformity to the Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat, that is Mahdi is coming, but by specifying the time, by stating, and unfortunately some of their muftis and have instructed their murids, their disciples, they should perform their Hajj, and they told their murids that you better perform your Hajj, the last Hajj that has been performed, and they themselves have performed it and stated, no, don't go the next year because there is going to be what you call the appearance of Mahdi, difficulties and problems. And I think that is a bit selfish, that every Muslim is looking forward to the coming of Mahdi. So the person should say to his disciples that you should go, that Mahdi is coming this year, you should help him and you should aid him. And also there is a group of ulama who repeatedly come for Hajj every alternative year, and they in hope that the alternative year will be the year that Mahdi comes. Then we have also people who say that when Mahdi comes, that he will be our Amir, and because at the moment we have no Amir, so the Mahdi is going to be our Amir. In fact, when the Mahdi comes, he will be the Amir of the Muslims. he'll be the Khalifa of the Muslims, and the Khilafat that was destroyed by the ploys and the plans and the schemes of the Kuffar and the Orientalist, this concept of Khilafat will come back, and inshallah the Muslim world will be able to unify and become united under one leadership. Then there is another group of Muslims who say that perhaps Osama bin Laden is Mahdi. However, this is also not correct. Osama bin Laden may be good person, Mullah Omar good person, pious person, Mujahid striving in the path of Allah, but Osama bin Laden is not Mahdi, that is for sure, because the hadiths which speak of the physical description of Mahdi and the physical description of Osama bin Laden are two different variants, completely not in conformity to what the hadiths speak about the external description of Mahdi, which inshallah we will be describing, so that if a person claims in your lifetime that he is Mahdi, you'll be able to quickly recognize that whether this is Mahdi or whether this is a person getting hallucination and thinking that he is Mahdi. Also, at times what happens that children are born and sometimes the children have got genius qualities, they are extra intelligent, or now and then the children say few things which generally happen. So the mothers get excited or the father gets excited and feels that my son has got supernatural powers. And by having the supernatural powers, feels that, oh, that my son is the Mahdi, or my son is the savior, or my son is going to rescue the world, or my son is going to come now and unify the world. So these are the various divisions and the various sects that we have spoken about concerning the concepts relating to the coming of Mahdi.
Jay Murtaza, before you go on, we mentioned world event, and as you said that most of the news, the media has got lots of information, lots of news about Muslim countries. Now, some people have made a correlation and said that due to the world event, Muslims are sitting back, and please correct me, that is why I'm asking this question here, that we are waiting for the coming of Imam Mahdi. Should we not go ahead and do things on our own, because the West, if we could put it plainly, are trampling all over Muslims? Is there any correlation, is there any fact in this statement?
In fact, when we were discussing this issue, this very question of yours in the Haram, then one of the ulama ikram mentioned about a hadith that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if you know the trumpet is going to be blown, the trumpet to herald the annihilation of the world, and if you know that the trumpet is going to be blown, and you are sowing a seed, that means you are in the process of farming, then you must continue. You must continue. Meaning that Islam is teaching us, and the teaching of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is directing us, that we should not be complacent. And we should not lay back and wait that Mahdi will come and that the problems will get sorted out. And some of us are under the impression also that perhaps when Mahdi comes, he may have a magic wand, and he will just wave around and things will start changing. No, when Mahdi comes and does appear, it's going to be trying times. And presently, the Muslim world cannot afford to lay down their arms. In fact, the concept of active offensive jihad should be revitalized and should be taught, promoted, propagated, preached, and every Muslim in any part of the world, he must be physically, mentally, spiritually, morally geared up to defend Islam, to protect his iman, to promote Islam, and to protect life property of everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. People are under the conception, inshallah, when we have our discussions on jihad, we'll explain this in detail, that people are under the impression that jihad just means Muslims waving a sword with a turban on his head, his beard waving, his hair moving around, and he's got fiery eyes, and he's got white polished teeth, and he's all out to kill anything that moves around him. This is wrong. Jihad is to protect the Muslim and the non-Muslim, so that there be peace and stability on the surface of the earth, so that corruption goes away, so that there is security of religion, security of movement, security of property and life, and security of chastity and dignity and honor of everyone walking the surface of the earth. That has got a lengthy discussion, which you are just trying to move us there.
Wizza, before we go on to the news, just to clarify this one, we spoke about the sequence. We spoke of Imam Mahdi, then you spoke Dajjal, and then you said Hazrat Isa. Correct?
Yes.
Now, there's also a bit of confusion on Dajjal. People sometimes say that Dajjal is a physical being. Some people believe that Dajjal is something that is around us, items that are around us that give that notion that thing is Dajjal. What can you please clarify that?
Or you want to say that some people say...
Some people say the television is Dajjal. So they say throw it out of your house. I'm not saying that keep it in your house, but I'm saying, can we clear those things up? Is Dajjal a physical being? Are items around, are things around us portraying the image of Dajjal?
In fact, these topics, minor signs of Day of Judgment, major signs of Day of Judgment, that means the coming of Mahdi, then the coming of Dajjal, and then the coming of the descent of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, are all interrelated, all linked up. And inshallah, if the radio station gives us permission, that after Mahdi we can proceed towards Dajjal, describing that this is a person. Although the word Dajjal will mean fraud, deception. So everything that is deceptive in nature or fraudulent in nature, we will say that it is the work of Dajjal, or it is an instrument of Dajjal, or it is the mechanisms and schemes and ploys of Dajjal. And in fact, the hadith talk about that there will be 30 Dajjals who will claim Nabuwat. There will be small Dajjals who will claim Nabuwat. And when Dajjal, the one that Isa alayhi salam is going to come to kill, that Dajjal is let alone going to claim Nabuwat, he is going to claim that he is God on earth. And he will also take a person and split him in half and ask him to get up into life again. So when we describe Dajjal, we will talk about him, but your question also needs to be answered, that Dajjal is a person, not fantasy or the television or some other instrument.
JazakAllah, Mufti. We're coming up for the 9 o'clock news, and yes, we have Mufti Ilyas in our studio. We are discussing Imam Mahdi. You can call in on 854-6854 or fax us your questions or contributions on 854-7024. It has just turned 9 o'clock and we have the news coming up.
قل بخير تجتنيه أو تحلى بالسكوت قل بخير تجتنيه أو
7 minutes past 9, and yes, we are carrying on with our topic on Mahdi. We have Mufti Ilyas. The number to dial is 854-6854 for your contributions and any questions that you may have on this topic. Inshallah, we'll be carrying on for the next half an hour or so, and then closing off until at 10 o'clock when we have our rebroadcast until 6 o'clock in the morning, inshallah. Mufti Sahab, we stopped with a question. We spoke about Dajjal, and we're going to carry on now with Mehdi, and we're going to just recap some of the signs and carry on with the topic, inshallah.
As mentioned previously, that Mehdi is an individual. Isa alayhi salam, individual. And Dajjal, an individual causing havoc and disruption, corruption, mischief, murder, plundering, looting. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to come to kill and remove Dajjal from the surface of the earth. We did mention various signs of the Mahdi when he will come. So today I would like to mention those signs that are closer to his coming, because I've explained to you previously at length about the minor signs which are far away, meaning they are so common, like disloyalty, misappropriation of funds, murder becoming rampant, interest one cannot avoid, adultery becoming common, fornication the order of the day, and professional looting, murder becoming rife, those who are not competent, they becoming leaders of society, localities, institutes and organizations, those who are ignorant, they are giving rulings, and those who are not worthy for a post, being given those posts out of fear for them. People are respected not out of love or true honor. People are respected. If you do not respect them, they will harm you, injure you. So corruption in many ways, politically, economically, socially, becoming rampant. And those who are going for Hajj, various people are going for various activities. The ulama to go to show their knowledge and become proud, and some going to beg, some going to carry out business, some going to boast that we have performed so many Hajjs. Transactions and dealings becoming un-Islamic, deception becoming the order of the day. Now all these things which I am speaking about are occurring, and they are on the increase. And those that are very close now to him coming, civil wars, calamities, violent deaths, increase in disputes, general affliction, then there will be a huge fire in the east. One will be able to see the fire 3 days' journey away. 60 liars will come, as I told you before the news break, that according to one hadith, 30 liars will claim that they are new Nabis. According to one hadith, there will be 60, they will be claiming that they have been given some sort of divinity. Hadith speaks of a town in Syria to be swallowed up completely, then of a star to rise in the east as bright as the moon. Some say that this has already happened, as the coming of the Halley's Comet. Redness appear in the sky, a black wind arising, earthquakes killing millions or killing many, not millions, many. The water of the Euphrates will flood Kufa. Kufa is near there, and ruin it. Slaves will not obey the masters. Those who are subordinates will not obey their masters. There will be transformation due to innovations. Now this transformation will be transfiguration of the human face, the human body. Now these signs that I am mentioning, and I will continue to mention, the difficulty we have with them, we do not have any set sequence of it. And at the moment, no scholar at the moment up to date has given it any sequence, and I think it will be very difficult for anybody to give it sequence because of its nature. You do not know what is going to happen, when, what is going to happen, how, and due to the difficulty of these difficulties, we cannot give this any proper sequence. For example, a voice in the middle night of Ramadan will awaken the sleepers, will alarm those who are awake. Then there'll be great chaos and tumult, difficulties in the month of Shawwal. Also, there'll be war and fighting in the month of Zilqa'dah. According to another narration, that this war and fighting in Zilqa'dah will be among the Arab tribes. And there'll be looting, killing, plundering, war amongst the Hujjaj, in the month of Zilhajj. According to another hadith, that there'll be so much bloodshed in Mina that the blood will flow and it will be able to reach the Jamarat. Not this Hajj, the previous Hajj, we experienced heavy rainfall whilst going to stone the Jamarat. Around the Jamarat area, everything has been cemented and tarred. So if you look at the hadith that blood will flow and it will be able to reach the Jamarats, 10 years ago a person will say, no, how can this happen? But now when we look at the slope, because we were able to see the water due to the rainfall, when it was raining and pouring, we were able to see that water flow from away from the Jamarats, coming and knocking onto the walls of the Jamarat. That we could see easily because of the flow and the great and heavy rains. So if there is going to be bloodshed and fighting and rain, then that blood is definitely going to easily flow and knock onto the walls of the Jamarat. It is very logical. One can see that there is a possibility of this event taking place. Sacred things would be violated in the haram. Now this could mean anything, and many report, unfortunately, that men and women dress atrociously whilst going to the haram. Under their abayas, their dress is absolutely putrid, not worthy to be described and mentioned. And also, while we are talking, that the Saudi government should do something and have some criterion of people entering the haram, both the harams, especially about the ladies. 80%, in fact more than 80% of the ladies who go to the haram, go to both of these harams, go open-faced. There should be some sort of criterion stipulated by the government that the ladies at least should adorn the hijab and go to the Masjid al-Haram, both the masjids. Now, unfortunately, in the bazaar, the lady is walking there without the face covered, going towards the masjid with the face open, entering the masajids, face open. Whereas this year, especially also the Amir of Hajj, Sheikh Saleh bin Saleh, who comes from Riyadh, he was stressing in his bayan, his lecture on the day of Arafat in the Masjid al-Namira, that the ladies should adhere to the commands of Allah concerning hijab and cover their bodies and their faces. On one side you get the Imam speaking that the ladies should cover their bodies and their faces, but immediately after that and in the Hajj period and even now, the ladies are allowed to go to the harams with their face open. So when we got a case like that, that inevitably something drastic or something terrible and something wrong is going to happen in the haram, which the hadith is speaking about. A marvel, they say, according to hadith, will occur between Jama'at al-Ula and Rajab. And slaughter, meaning killing of the Muslims and non-Muslims, will be taking place throughout the world. And it is stated that the Arabs will be cursed from Damascus. Many ahadith point towards Damascus, stating that there are pious, righteous personalities staying there. And the hadith is saying they will be cursed from that area. Time will go faster, the year will go like a month, month like a week, week like a day, day like a hour, hour like the burning of a palm leaf. We know that for a fact, that the Haji, the other day we were saying, to going about educating him, and we were talking about the Haji's going. Now we are talking about the Haji's already have come back, and the Haji has come back already and complaining about this and that, and he's complaining about or being pleased about his trip. So time is going rapidly, very fast. Those who insist and propagate and preach the concept that Mahdi is going to come, this Ramzan is going to be their signal, according to them, because of the saying of a Sahabi stating that moon will be twice eclipsed in Ramadan. And we have seen in the books concerning the coming of Mahdi, some of them talk of two lunar eclipses, some of them talk of two solar eclipses, some of them talk of one solar and one lunar eclipse, and some of them talk of one eclipse in the first of Ramadan, whilst there will be another eclipse in the 15th of Ramadan. Now those who are adamant that Mahdi is definitely coming, the Hajj coming, they base their whole argument and their whole theory rest upon these sayings, which state that there is going to be two eclipses in the month of Ramadan. Now to them we say that no doubt this is a statement of a Sahabi concerning the signs of coming of Mahdi, but the underlying principle is that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not specified it, then we should not specify it and leave it how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam left it, non-specified. And it is stated in a hadith that Dajjal, he will be able to look at Masjid Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will say that this Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks like a white fortress. So those who have seen the Masjid of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the moment, it definitely looks like a white fortress. And unfortunately, that we have informed, we have been informed that the Kufar and the Mushrikeen are on the borders now of Makkah and Medina, and due to unfortunate and some very funny reasons, the government is bringing them there to so-called protect them for security reasons. So if it is going to be like that, then definitely the agents of Dajjal and the members of Dajjal's army and those who are subscribing to Dajjal's concepts, ideologies, will be able to report to Dajjal that this is looking like a fortress. Nowadays they have got also satellites which can see from above the sky what is going down, what is happening. So they will be able to see it from satellite also, that the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking like a white fortress. It is stated in the hadith that Mahdi will not come until people spit on each other. Now spitting has become part-time profession of parliamentarians these days. Let alone spitting, they're throwing chairs at each other and fisting each other and fighting in parliaments. So the hadith is talking of spitting at each other, showing that there'll be gross disunity, dissension, and no harmony amongst people who are ruling. Also, when I started the discussion, we mentioned about one group that says there'll be no concept like Mahdi. So there is a hadith stating that Mahdi will come when people will say there is no Mahdi. So what are the signs of his going to be? Clear, near signs that when people will begin to say there is no Mahdi, That is why we should have this moderate view. Moderate view is that we as Muslims should not be complacent, number one. Secondly, we should do everything to defend our faith and defend our iman and defend the life, property, dignity, chastity of everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim. And at the same time make dua that Mahdi comes without specifying any date that he is going to definitely appear. So we believe in him, put our trust in Allah, tie our camel, prepare ourselves. And these defeats that we are getting, we have to realize that one of the reasons is that we are not very well equipped. When we inshallah equip ourselves, like how the Quran Kareem is instructing us clearly that we should equip ourselves, how the kuffar equip themselves, we should equip ourselves and fight and engage them in battle and war and terrify them so that Islam becomes overwhelming. So we should endeavor every day as individuals, as countries, as nations to equip ourselves so that we can face the enemies on an equal or even better footing than themselves, so that we can match them and defeat them. It is stated in a hadith that 313 people from Syria, they will go out from Syria to look for Mahdi. So the sequence I get in my mind is that perhaps there will be an eclipse, and then after that eclipse in Zilqada there will be disunity, fighting, quarreling and bloodshed amongst the Arab tribes. Then in Zilhajj, in the Hajj periods in Mina, there will be fighting and quarreling, bloodshed until the blood reaches the Jamarat. And at the same time, simultaneously, 313 will leave from Syria. 313, because this number is the same number of those who participated in the Battle of Badr. So 313, the pious, the righteous, the scholarly, will leave Syria, because their purpose will be to go to identify who is Mahdi. And they will leave Syria and they will go to a house behind As-Safa, according to the statements. Because what is going to happen, we will narrate, that there will be a dispute amongst the leadership. A leader will die. A leader will die, and then there will be competition, a dispute amongst two, who is going to become the leader. Simultaneously, Mahdi, who will be in Medina to Munawwara at that time, he will, in order to avoid any dispute, because he will be fearing now people are beginning to recognize him, he will leave Medina to Munawwara and come away to Makkah to Mukarrama. And what I narrated to you will transpire about Mina, etc. And he will come out from Mina, go away, according to some hadiths, he will go away to a house behind Safa. Now those who have been there, they know that behind Safa is Jabal Qubais. And also behind Safa at the moment, that is the king's Uddin Rahmatullah Alayhi. In his kitab of Alamat-e-Qiyamat, he writes also another sign that between the Rukn-e-Yamani and Hajar-e Aswad, whilst Mahdi is making tawaf, there will be a sound or there will be a voice from the heavens stating that this is Mahdi and he is the Khalifa on earth, and those around him should take his bath or swear allegiance to him. And it is stated 313 will take bath or take allegiance immediately with him or to him, and from there the events will unfold as we will describe. This was for the era when, we know historically speaking, there was a coup in the Haram and certain Arabs youth took over the Haram, And one of the errors that that man made was that he stood on the Hatim, at that half wall, and he began to proclaim himself as the Mahdi. And it was very easy for the ruling Arab authorities to mobilize the world against that group, because the books do not speak of the person, the Mahdi, going on to the Hatim and proclaiming himself to be Mahdi. And the books speak of a heavenly sound denoting, identifying the Mahdi, and the people will be taking back to him.
Jai Mursab, it's now 30 minutes past 9. Inshallah, we're going to carry on for the next 10 minutes. Sorry, Marana, not 30 minutes, next 10 minutes, inshallah. Then we'll be closing. Yes, we can still call in on 854-6854. And Mursab, most definitely, these signs that you talk about, you mentioned no sequence, and many of them from there, we see them happening in our current times as well. We've just passed the period of Hajj, and maybe we shouldn't talk about this, but we do hear of reports of people quarreling at the time of the Hajj. Yes, we're going to carry on, and Mufisab, you've got lots and lots of notes here, so inshallah, we've got 10 minutes, and you can call in on 854-6854 or WhatsApp on 854-7024. Can we carry on with
this? As far as Imam Mahdi is concerned, I would like to mention a few of his signs. He will be from the Ahl Bayt, and I will mention a few signs concerning his physical form. I will begin the discussion and inshallah continue next Monday. As I mentioned previously, that the Mahdi, when he comes, we must know who exactly is he. Is he the right person, or is he a fraud? Like I mentioned to you when we started the discussion, that there is a group that feels that Mahdi has come and gone.
Before we go on now, I think we've got one question, Marana.
Brother Suleiman has phoned in, and he asked the following question, that he hears from a lot of ulama. They say that Imam Mahdi has been born already, and he said that he also heard that few ulama before leaving this world, they also said that Imam Mahdi has been born. So, and few ulama say no, he has not been born. So he's been confused, and he asked that could Mawlana please elaborate, that is Mahdi born or not?
As far as yeah, there are two aspects of it. One is whether Mahdi has been born. As far as whether Mahdi has been born, I don't know. I did not see the birth register. I do not know whether he's born. As far as now the ulama ikram say that he is born. Now, most of the ulama ikram who say that he is born, in fact, we get reports that certain alim say that they have seen him in Medina. We have got one report, without mentioning the ulama's name or the Maulana's name, one alim reports reached out. He said that he saw Mahdi playing in the streets of Medina. One alim, he says to his congregation while sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he picked up his head and he said, "Do you see that person?" He said, "Yes." They see his back, they say, "That's Mahdi." Then you get some alim say that in 1960 he was born. And here many big and great alims' names are being mentioned. Then we get report that some alim say while making tawaf, and generally the ulama ikram who are elderly, righteous and pious, they have one, two people aiding them while in tawaf. So they say that I've got a kashf or inspiration that Mahdi is making tawaf with us. And then we get also reports reaching us that one alim, while making tawaf, he pointed out to an individual, a handsome looking individual, and said that that is Mahdi. Now all these ulama ikram, their statements, and remember that there are no they are not proofs in Shariat. They are conjectures. They are what we call zanniyat. And our belief in Islam is not based upon zanniyat. It is based upon katiyat, which is categorical, which is clear, which is crystal, which is not on the inspiration received by pious and righteous personalities. The inspiration received by righteous, pious personalities, we accept them, but they are not proofs in Shariat. They are not hujjats in Shariat. So if a person outrightly denies or rejects the inspiration of a pious, righteous personality, this does not affect his iman, or it does not take him out of the fold of Islam, because the inspiration of a pious personality does not constitute part of deen or imaniyat or zururiyat-e deen or essentialities of deen. So all the righteous personalities' statements and their dreams or their pronunciations, they do not constitute iman. So we will say that they are speculative in nature, conjecture in nature, and we cannot say that they are concrete or we have to place our iman on them. So all said and done, we make dua that is a reality, because as Muslims, what is happening all around us, then every Muslim, because of what is happening around us, and because daily we are listening that Muslims are being butchered, Muslims are being killed, Muslims are innocent blood of Muslims is being spilled everywhere. So we feel inside that Mahdi should come. And we feel that, no, I must accept the pronunciation of this saint or this great personality, that your heart wants to accept it. But academically, as far as academically and scholastically, we have to say that we cannot say this is for certain. There is no certainty in it, and it is mere speculative conjecture. So we should not place our iman on that, and as stated previously, we should equip ourselves and get ourselves ready, and should not lay in a state of confusion. Yes, this brother Suleiman, definitely what is going in his mind is going on in the mind of many Muslims. We are now getting into a state of confusion, because there is a group that is most viciously saying that Mahdi is definitely coming in year 2003, just like how the sun rises, that's how certain we are. And on the other hand, the despondency is setting in, so a state of confusion is definitely coming. But we are saying that we should look and reform, change, become better Muslims. When we become better Muslims and we realize that all aspects of deen should be practiced upon, and the aspect that we are neglecting, that is the aspect of active jihad against kufr and batil and bidat and shirk and corruption and evil, that forbidding of the evil, for the forbidding of the evil that we are not doing, when we begin to do that, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will naturally come.
Okay, Mufti Sahab, I think we're going to close off, but just before we do that, just based on this question that Brother Suleiman posed, we talk about recognizing. I'm sure we did cover this in the beginning. How do you recognize Mahdi? Is there something like that where people can recognize it?
Inshallah, this is a leading question for, I think, next week's program. Because next week what I will do, that we will discuss about the physical or the physique of Mahdi. And the easiest thing is to look at the physique. Because when it came to one person claiming that he is a Nabi, and he was having only one eye and one was bloodshot, so the people told his followers that your Nabi is closer towards Dajjal than being a Nabi, just mere by his eyesight, you understand. And therefore, what you are saying is correct. And inshallah, next week, Allah Ta'ala removes the cough and the throat problem, we will be able to discuss the physique of Imam of Mahdi and mention details about his forehead, his eyes, his nose, and his teeth, and from which family he comes, his lineage, his progeny, and where he'll be born, his mother's name, his father's name, and his body physique, his structure, his walking, his style of walking, his style of speaking. I think that's exactly, when we have got that description in front of us, we will be able to separate the Mahdi from the false ones.
That's it. It's now 20 minutes to 10, and we're going to close off our In Focus program. And inshallah, next week on Monday, same time, 8:30, we'll be continuing with the topic on Mahdi. And most interesting, what you've just spoken about, Mufti Saab, now. So we'll be covering the physique of Mahdi. And that's all next week. From myself, Yusuf Asmazi, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قليل كل من فيها يموت إنما الدنيا فنا ليس للدنيا تموت